And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
If you want to understand just how crazy political gerrymandering has gotten in North Carolina, consider this. Last week, a panel of three judges ruled that the upcoming May primary election would have to continue as planned, even though it was very likely the districts that Republican lawmakers recently redrew in Wake County were illegal. The court's pragmatic but maddening explanation: it's too late to stop the election. In other words, even though the districts were almost certainly unconstitutional, they will simply have to do, and voters will once again elect nominees for the General Assembly in districts that violate the law. But of course, this is just the latest in a long string of such elections. Thanks to aggressive Republican gerrymandering and protracted court fights, North Carolina will have worked its way through almost an entire decade of elections featuring unconstitutional electoral maps. This is madness, of course, and the court should put an end to it soon. But more importantly, voters must demand that state lawmakers come to their senses and enact nonpartisan redistricting that outlaws gerrymandering once and for all. It's increasingly clear that our democracy depends on it. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.